You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Cherry Gregg, and it's Monday, which means it's time for the Good Souls Project. It's our effort to highlight individuals serving as role models for compassion, generosity, and for service. A good soul is someone who positively influences their neighborhood, communities, and beyond through their time, action, talent, and dedication. And the best part, you, our listening audience, nominated the Good Souls from the Greater Philadelphia area that we'll highlight on the radio and online each week. Today's honoree is a Kennett Square High School senior who empowers kids by providing a safe space where youth voices matter.
Kids do definitely bottle up a lot of feelings. I have done that before.
At 17, Isabella Hansen, a.k.a. Bella, is a writer and poet.
I have like a notebook, so I would always just write down what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing.
So in 2020, when Bella saw the video of George Floyd being killed and learned of the death of Breonna Taylor, both at the hands of police, she was struck by what she saw on social media.
As a young Black woman, seeing how Breonna Taylor, her apartment was just broken into and then she was shot like 8 times, and seeing people laugh about that just isn't something to joke about.
At the time, Bella was 14 and believed there were few places for kids to properly process what was happening around them.
And I was studying Langston Hughes. I was just seeing how famous poets like utilize poetry to like express themselves. So then I was thinking someone needs to like bring light to these issues and why it's important that kids are given the platforms they need to speak up on these things.
Bella organized a Juneteenth celebration in Kennett Square, the first one for her township, and was inspired to do more. She founded the I Matter Poetry and Art Competition.
I just feel like when they see a contest that is something like for kids by a kid with a prize, of course, that will definitely motivate them to share what they're doing.
Bella got a grant to launch the project. Through grassroots outreach, they connected with teachers and youth groups from across the country, attracting more than 150 entries in year one of the contest.
Dusty brown black wing, corkscrew curly midnight hair.
Seeing a lot of like different kids' perspectives from around like the world really just gave me a new lens on the whole Black Lives Matter movement itself.
I came to know Bella through her I Matter initiative, and I just was so impressed with this young lady.
That's Vera Portier. She nominated Bella Hansen for the Good Souls Project.
I think a good soul is just a genuine person. She's genuine. You believe that she cares about human beings and in the importance of giving youth a voice.
Vera wrote a song called We Matter with artist Mara X Mini.
Is the threat of my melanin really make me a felon? Or my pride in being Black holds the stripes on my back?
The singing, rapping teenage duo performed their song at an I Matter poetry event.
It's all Bella that gave them the opportunity to have that platform.
With poetry, there's really no boundaries.
Over the past 2 years, Bella Hansen has grown the I Matter contest. She says they got more than 1,000 entries from 67 countries and 48 states. They've attracted celebrity judges like NBA superstar Rob Covington. Bella has received the Diana Award and was listed as one of Time Magazine's top 50 finalists for Kids of the Year. She was featured on Nickelodeon and travels the country and the world, inspiring other young people.
I just see it all as activism. Youth activism, just me stepping up.
Plus, the top 10 entries from the I Matter contest get published as a book of poetry and art that Bella and the winners donate to local schools and libraries.
I find it super cool to just be able to say I gave these kids they're published authors now. I think that's pretty cool.
And when she goes to college next year, the next step on the journey to becoming a professional writer or journalist, Bella wants I Matter to continue to matter.
I feel like I'm giving others just the place to speak up and have like a positive just like bubble.
Vera believes this work is the type that good souls do.
It takes a lot for anybody to decide to be the trendsetter. So, yeah, kudos to her.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.